Back with you on The Wine Show. It's Simon Nash here, and we're going to now have a chat with Andrew Thomas from Andrew Thomas Wines in the Hunter. Good morning to you, Tomo.
Morning, Simon. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Thank you. You're like us now, locked down for a little while just to kind of try and get through a little outbreak.
Yeah. It's the Greater Sydney's, they've been in lockdown, well, they've a couple of months if they get out at the end of this month, but they found a couple of cases in Newcastle, so they've locked the Hunter region down for just a snap lockdown for a week, hopefully.
Yep.
So they can keep it under control. We'll see how it goes in the next week. We're supposed to come out.
Yep.
Anyway, we'll see.
Yeah. Well, fingers crossed, mate. So tell us what's been going on. You're happy? Vintage 21?
Yeah. We ended up with a pretty good one. We had, over the last couple of years, when I've spoken to you, we've had 4 years of pretty severe drought from 17 right through to 20. And, of course, we had all the issues with smoke in the 2020 vintage as well. But last year, after vintage, the skies opened up and we had just over 1,000 mils of rain throughout 2020, which is... sort of long-term average is about 760, so well above average. So the drought had certainly broken, and there's a lot of nervous vineyards in the Hunter Valley because it was looking like it was going to be a challenging season. You know, we obviously had to be pretty diligent throughout the growing season, but fortunately we dodged the bullet because early January the rain basically stopped for a month, 6 weeks, and gave us a little window to get the fruit nice and ripe and get it off in good condition, and we've ended up with a pretty bloody good vintage, actually.
Yeah. Huey must be a winemaker or something.
Oh, mate, it was unbelievable. We were seriously very nervous.
Wow.
And as I say, we've dodged a bullet, and it's turned out pretty well.
That's awesome. We do enjoy your Semillons. It's not something that people in Melbourne naturally,
migrate to.
But they're stunning. You know, when people will often say, "Oh, you know," I mean, they say, "What's your favourite one?" And you go, "Well, it's a very difficult question." But it's always one that I like to talk to people about is the Hunter Valley Semillon, because it's the gift that keeps on giving for me. It's, you know, we talk about it each time you're on, and it's like, you know, buy a case of six and you can drink them for the next 20 years.
And the best ones we can, yeah. It's obviously something. I guess it's the signature style variety of our region, because it is very, the style we produce here is very unique to our region.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, look, we love Shiraz and we love Chardonnay, and those two varieties and others, they grow well and they're planted well in pretty well every region across Australia. And, you know, Shiraz, for example, the style produced in any particular region gives you a real sense of place, to, you know, depending on the soil and the climate of that region. And that's what makes, you know, varieties like Shiraz and Chardonnay and others really interesting, because they are widely grown. Whereas Semillon, the Hunter is the spiritual home of Semillon in Australia, if not the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the style of juice here is very unique. And, you know, we often ask ourselves, why isn't it sort of more widely popular? And I guess it is a bit of an enthusiast's wine, because in its youth, it's all about freshness, vibrancy, varietal purity. But, you know, it's very lean and delicate, and the lovely, pure, citrusy fruit. But, you know, compared to, you know, varieties, let's say Sauvignon Blanc, which are quite aromatic and you know, arguably simple, but, you know, recognisable and attractive characters, Semillon is kind of, it's very tight, and it's very sort of inwardly focused. And you really, I guess, need to understand what you're looking at to appreciate it. But, as you say, it lives. Semillon lives with two very distinct personalities, and they're young for their purity and their precision. But the best examples with and it takes at least sort of 5 or 6 years to emerge. But once they do, they transform into this amazing bottle-aged style that's, again, very unique to the Hunter Valley, and you know, they develop some lightly brown, toasty characters. You'd be forgiven for thinking that there'd been some oak maturation in some of these wines and some bottle age because of that toastiness. But of course, you know, most of them, pretty well all of them, haven't been. They're totally unwooded styles. But you know, they develop an extra level of richness and fleshiness, and but still maintain that lovely purity and freshness, even with, you know, 5 to 10, and you know, in the best examples, 20+ years of time in the cellar. It's amazing. Something we're obviously very proud of here in the Hunter Valley.
Yeah, it's definitely unique. So your Braymore Vineyard is one of your is the flagship vineyard, I guess. Yep. And that the stunning wines. And I love the Magnum that you do each year, and you don't do many of them, but what do you do, a dozen or something? This sort of
we do exactly 100 magnums, individually numbered magnums, and exactly 1 dozen double magnums. Individually numbered. Yeah, so they're a bit of a they get snapped up pretty quickly. They're a bit of a collector's item.
Yes. They're very impressive. You know, sitting. I know I put a friend of mine onto it, and I got one as well. So Jeroboam is. It is, isn't it? Or double magnum. Yeah. But yeah, just as a centerpiece to a wine rack or a shelf or something. It's
nice fella.
Look awesome. Need a few friends to enjoy that once.
That's right. That's a party wine.
Yeah, for sure. Now, tell us about the event you've got coming up. You've got a tasting. I love the sound of it. It's 25th of August. You've got a tasting coming, which is a kind of like a sample tasting in a way. So tell us about
So the first day of spring each year, 1st September, is our annual release of our cellar reserve, Braymore Semillon. So each year I put away as much as I can, but it's generally sort of 250-300 dozen. And we release that wine 6 years, well, 6.5 years later on the first day of spring. So our 2015... Cellar Reserve Braymore is due for release in a few weeks' time.
Mm-hmm.
We've grown an awesome membership base over the last 5 years. And to celebrate that release and also showcase the SEMs from the current vintage, the new releases, the 21s, we normally organise some events for our members. It's not just for our members, but obviously our members like to come along to those things to taste the new releases before they make their selections for their September pack. And of course, with the current shit show that we find ourselves in, we've had to cancel all of those again. We put hours into organising these things each year, and we had the same as with our Reds Shiraz events last year, and they had to cancel the whole lot. So in lieu of that, we found this company that professionally decant our 750ml bottles into little 60ml tasting samples, and they're little PET bottles, but they're, you know, professionally done, all under inert gas and screw capped, and they're presented in a nice little box. So we've come up with a little tasting pack of six of our new release Semillons, including this 15 cellar reserve. We've gone out to all our members. They're $50 each, and we're doing a virtual tasting on Zoom on the 25th of August this month. Just to, it's a bit of fun. You know, the email we sent out to our members, we encourage heckling and, you know, people to have a bit of fun. So it's informative, but it's not too. It's not too serious, if you know what I mean. I mean, it's serious without, you know, being too serious. So the response has been fantastic. I think we're going to have about 250 people tuning in on the 25th to date. The sales of the packs close off today or this evening. So that gives us enough time to get the wines down to Adelaide and get them all bottled and sent out in time for the 25th. So it should be fun. looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's good. I did a similar thing. Yarra Yering did one a month or so ago. Really good. And so
I heard
you...
that actually. They used the same people. Exactly did the same people to bottle their wines. Yeah.
And really, like those packs, they came with a cool pack in it. So, you know, it wouldn't get. I mean, it was winter anyway, but it, you know, would make sure that the wines get you, you know, in the shape that you want them to be. Because on the night, you will obviously be talking through each of the six wines.
Yeah.
Will you get a chance? Will people get a chance to somehow ask questions? Obviously, you can't have 250 people all yelling on Zoom. But
no, the audio will be turned off, but there'll be a chat room there for any comments and questions, that sort of thing.
Yeah, right. So you've got someone moderating that, obviously, and just kind of feeding the questions through.
Yep, and I've also got a special guest co-presenter in Mike Benny, who's going to run through the wines with me.
Cool.
And we'll have a couple of people just keeping an eye on questions and comments, and we'll respond as best we can. It'll probably take, I don't know, I'm guessing an hour and a half maybe, to get through the six wines and answer a few questions along the way, and it should be fun.
Well, so maybe what we need to encourage people to do is to get on, $50, that's a cracker, but also while they're doing that, they might get a six-pack of some Semillons to continue the journey after the tasting happens.
Yeah, great idea. In fact, these little tasting packs, we've got a little section at the store which I think says intriguing packs and gifts and things like that. So they're the first thing you see in that section of our online store. And while you're there, have a look around. And we've got a few other like 750ml packs ready to go, so you don't have to actually go to the store and choose your wines. You can just click on one of these, and they come in six packs and dozens. There's all different ones.
Yep.
If they do that, they're going to continue the journey after the tasting.
That's awesome. Anything else on the horizon for us to focus on with Thomas Wines?
I guess my main focus at the moment is the release of this 2015 Cellar Reserve.
Mm.
People will be able to see that on the website, but it's not actually officially available to purchase until the 1st of September.
Yep.
But it's an absolute cracking wine.
Was 2015 as good in the Hunter as it has been in Southern Australia?
It was interesting in the Hunter because it was one of those slightly challenging seasons. We had a bit of summer rainfall that we had to contend with, which made it, I guess, more challenging to get our reds analogically right. But quite often in those years, the Semillons do really, really well because we have that beautiful natural line of acidity. So I would suggest that it's a much better Semillon year than Shiraz here in the Hunter 2015.
Looking forward to it then. Excellent. So 1st of September, we'll put that in our diary and we can buy it from then. $50, get the tasting pack, get it. You got to get it today or you can't get it. So
No, that's right. We close off today. That gives us time to get the wine down there and get them bottled. The people that do the bottling actually do the shipping for us as well. I believe they use toll.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're looking to ship it out on the 18th, but... for this toll freight they use, it's generally sort of overnight or, you know, it's certainly to the capital city, sort of overnight or next day delivery, yep. So everyone should have them in time.
Yep.
Regional Australia might take a few days, but we're pretty confident that anyone that orders will get their packs in time for tasting on the 25th.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to get mine. So good luck with it. I hope it goes smoothly. Hopefully no technical things, you know, come up, because that's always the challenge.
We've done it before. I mean, COVID's thrust us all into this situation that we've all got a bit of experience with with these virtual tastings and Zoom meetings and that sort of thing now. So, fingers crossed it'll go without a hitch.
Awesome. All right, Tomo, always good to chat, mate, and look forward to getting up there and saying g'day in person.